today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, one thing I've noticed about this past year is that I didn't hear any false metal.
Yes, and you can thank Joe Fleischer and his efforts for eradicating the world of that ailment.
Death to false metal.
All right, Patrick, it's always fun to hear what the listeners are into. And one thing I really like about it also is that we get such variety, which is
very true,
which is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
I had somebody ask, somebody who's a friend of mine who's not familiar with, really with the podcast too much, and he heard some song. I'm not going to get into all the details, but he heard some song that was sort of a lightweight pop song on the that we played once, and he was like, I thought you guys were into, like, rock music. Yeah. And I said very proudly, I said, our listenership is very eclectic. And I think that's a good thing, right?
Oh, absolutely true. Yeah, yeah. And it reminds me of the acquaintance of mine who has listened to a podcast a few times. Like you said, ran into him in the grocery store one day and he's like, yeah, you're still doing that podcast about the 80s or whatever? Said, obviously, right. I've been listening in a while.
So. That's right. But this is what I like. I think I would get bored if it was just all one
totally
type of, you know, rock or pop music. So anyway,
very much.
This is good. And I think the listeners appreciate too, as you're going to hear in these calls today. So we're doing the 2021 favorites where listeners call in and talk about their favorite song or album from the past year. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's get right to it. Caller number one.
Hey, Suburbs Pod family. Coop here calling in with my best of 2021 picks. So if anything like me, you've been keeping a list together all year long and pitting albums against each other to see which ones make the cut. But this year, there's one that stuck out all year long with me, and that is Jeff Rosenstock's Ska Dream. So just a little bit of background on this album. He released an album called No Dream in 2020, which was an incredible album. Great, like, power pop punk, power punk sound to it. Just a killer album. And then on April 20th of 2021, he surprisingly released Ska Dream, which were all ska covers of No Dream. It really is as incredible as it sounds. Great work. I pre-ordered the vinyl and it got delayed like all other vinyl this year. And the vinyl arrived at our door 2 days before we actually went to Nashville and saw Jeff Rosenstock. Do yourself a favor. See Jeff Rosenstock. I think he's absolutely amazing. His live show is so full of energy, and it's just a room full of people screaming lyrics back at Jeff Rosenstock. So it's a really good time.
Another short night, and our summer is through. So pick a good song to usher you through the gloom. When I see your face at the dark bottom,
I'll let you go now. That's all I gotta report. Sorry I didn't get better.
There you go. That is Jeff Rosenstock from Ska Dream, where he remade, as Adam Koop explained, remade his previous album as a ska record, and so much so that he even changed the titles in some cases, or maybe all the cases, I'm not sure. That song was originally Ohio Turnpike, and on this album it's called Ohio Pork Pie.
Nice. Yes. I don't know, Jim, if you can think of anyone, but I can't think of anyone who would number one attempt a project like this, and number two actually have the energy, stamina, and vision to pull it off the way he did. I mean, he's just an amazingly unique modern artist, and it's incredible. First of all, how do you even think of a concept like this? And second of all, you know, to be able to pull the people together that can play credibly in this style. And then, hey, I already wrote some songs. Why not, you know, use these? It's kind of amazing. It really is. It's a totally different spin on an album doing a dub, an artist doing a dub version of their album or a dub version of their single. It's really great.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And, I very much enjoy it too. That's a good pick. Okay, now Adam also had a song of the year, so right. Let's hear that.
But also, real quick, my song of the year is actually not a Jeff Rosenstock song. My song of the year comes from Tiger Cub. So Tiger Cub was a band that I found out about through Spotify's Discover Weekly podcast or the playlist. So. That's something that I really started listening to because, man, they really dial it in on Spotify and get down to what you like and have some great suggestions. Tiger Cub was one of those bands. Some of their stuff sounds like if Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age fronted a band like Royal Blood. Really good stuff, but my song of the year is Stop Beating on My Heart Like a Bass Drum by Tiger Cub. Love the loud, quiet, loud. I've been a huge fan of that for years. But Pixies, for instance, is one of my all-time favorite bands. They actually have a documentary called Loud, Quiet, Loud that I suggest you check out. But Stop Beating on My Heart Like a Bass Drum. Such a great juxtaposition between the verse and the chorus. It's heavy, and it's everything that I love in a song. Anyway, thank you for letting me get my favorite album and favorite song of the year on the podcast. Have a great day and keep up the good work, guys. Bye. Stop beating on my heart. Stop beating on my heart. Now and then I get a window, show me a feel of song. Oh, when I go to sleep, clouds be.
You definitely get the quiet, loud dynamics in that song, as Adam mentioned.
Yeah, without a doubt. Some classic models of that example that Coop mentioned. And I love the title of this song. I mean, Stop Beating on My Heart Like a Bass Drum. That's just right. Like one of those ones that wow, that must have already existed somewhere, and I just reached down and pulled it out because it's so perfect. My heart is beating like a big bass drum. It's a classic rock and roll analogy. Right. And, you know, just listening to that call and to that song, Jim, I was just thinking, like, man, Coop, he's like one of my oldest friends. Like, I've known him since high school and stuff. But really, we only met him through the podcast. But isn't it amazing that that we feel like that about him? It's so incredible.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So great.
Great guy.
Oh, he's amazing.
Okay. Here's the second caller for today's episode.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Joe Fleischer calling in with my best albums of the year, my favorite albums of the year. First is Spirit Box from British Columbia, and they became a sensation even before they released an album in 2021. Courtney LaPlante, the singer, might have one of the best voices in metal. The song Circle With Me, she moves from a beautiful, ethereal vocal to a harsh, to a guttural voice in the space of just a few seconds, 220 to 245. Usually bands have two or three vocalists to cover that range of pretty to harsh, but she does it completely on her own. I went to see them at the somewhat disastrous Blue Ridge Rock Festival back in September, and that's a story, the festival, for another podcast, but she was great and seems to deliver it without a lot of effort, and it's astonishing to see these sounds come out of a person.
What did you think of that?
Amazing. I liked it a lot and had not heard of that before, so I'm going to have to check that out. Really interesting, the kind of textures and tones that can be achieved now with heavy bands. And a lot of that does come from the vocals, and it must have been amazing to see that come out of a human being.
Right.
They replicated that. That's kind of incredible. It really is. I mean, there's just, I don't want to use the word evolution, but the style of a lot of heavy music these days has just gone in a direction that people who might not listen to that kind of music, or maybe, you know, think of it as a certain thing, you know, maybe they have an image in their mind or their head. It's just completely not that. I mean, it's just, there's so much interesting stuff that you can find out there. Here's a great example. I can't wait to dig into this.
Absolutely. So that was Spirit Box.
Mm-hmm.
Circle With Me. That's Joe's song of the year. And now he's going to talk about his favorite album of the year.
My favorite record of the year is the seventh album from Francis Gojira, Fortitude. Gojira started as a death metal band, and they haven't really softened their sound or compromised in finding a larger audience over the past few years. It has been incredible to see their rise. On this new album, they incorporate in the song Amazonia, Brazilian folk instruments into a powerful lament about the rainforest. And I often say that the world is becoming more metal every day, and I think it is. And that's really demonstrated in the song Amazonia, with the band, you know, screaming about the loss of the rainforest. And it's something that that I think many of us can relate to more than Wizards and Dragons and that sort of thing. Powerful stuff. I saw them for the sixth time this year, and they moved from the, in Asheville, they moved from the 800 capacity Orange Peel, where I'd seen the last two tours, to the three times bigger Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, sellout crowd, and another great band, Alien Weaponry from New Zealand, which also put out a great album this year, was one of the openers. And that's it for me. So please keep rocking the suburbs every day. And as always, death to false metal. Thank you.
There you go. Gojira. The album is Fortitude.
Loved it. I wonder what old Thomas Wolfe would have thought of a band called Gojira and Alien Weaponry playing in his hometown of Asheville. That's kind of amazing. Love that song. I really like the double, or what I'm assuming is the double bass work, double bass drum work there with those little tight little rolls or whatever the drummer's doing there. But man, well said. The world is becoming more metal. One of the most, you know, fascinating, interesting types of music, as I was saying earlier. But thank you, Joe, very much for continuing to listen, calling in with those picks, and giving me and everyone else two really interesting records to listen to that I was completely unaware of. So,
yes, great stuff. All right, so we're gonna do one more day this week.
Okay, cool.
We'll get a couple more calls in, and then we'll continue the listener favorites the following week, and maybe the week after that. We'll see how many calls we get. People can still call in and talk about their favorite album and or song. And the way you do that is you can call and leave a message,
612-440-1984.
By the way, somebody was worried if, like, posted on Facebook, like, should they call at certain times? They didn't want to wake anyone up, that sort of thing. So
that's right. I mean, it usually,
don't worry about it.
Nah, just there's somebody up pretty much, except for, you know, like, I think sometime between like what 4:15 and 5 is the only time no one's awake over here. But other than that, at the HQ, someone's up. Yeah, we have very staggered schedules. Yeah, I go to bed at 6 p.m., so I'm up at 5.
It'll work.
Yeah,
and then or you can send a voice memo as an attachment to rock@suburbspod.com email address. Okay. All right, let's get out of here. Let's get the last couple in for this week. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Talk to y'all tomorrow. And as I mentioned, the show, forget all that. I don't care.